How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Ah, yes. Blinded by the lies, huh? All right. Good evening. The lies are plentiful, and so is the truth. When you search for it, the truth is everywhere. Just have to want the truth and know the truth that will set you free. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. I feel liberated tonight because tonight I have no guests, and I want it that way. We've had too many guests, too many good things to talk about, and tomorrow night we're not on anyway because of the move of RBN. Next week I think I'm taking off. I need a long rest, actually. I should take a month, but I'll probably just take a week, the week of Independence Day this year. Last year, as you recall, I was on around that time, and we did have a special devotion to Independence Day. Maybe we will replay that. Maybe we'll do that, all right, this year. We'll try to line up some great programs. But here I am, and tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can be thankful and grateful that because of the work of you out there, you, the American public, who will not lie down and roll over in the face of adversity and treason, have managed to pull it off. A major setback for the New World Order, a major setback for the George Bushes of the world, a major setback for the forces that are seeking to dismember, disembowel, and destroy our nation. We didn't think it was going to happen, but it did. George Bush could not win over 60 senators to end the filibuster. Could not do it. And the only reason he couldn't do it is because many of those senators who switched their votes, by the way, changed their votes at the last minute, were deluged with phone calls, telegrams, faxes, emails, and all sorts of contacts from their constituency. So what happened was the voice of the American public rang loud and clear to enough senators, enough of them, to back them down. Otherwise, they would have passed this. I have no doubt about it. They would have passed this Invasion USA amnesty bill of the administration and the Kennedys and the McCains and the Kyles and the rest of them. These people have absolutely no conscience. But there are a few senators who know, and many of them were freshman Republicans, who know they had to listen to you, their constituents. Now the job has only begun for us. Don't go to bed and don't go to sleep and don't have too many celebrations. There's much work that needs to be done. No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the Congress is still in session. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back to start the program.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get Back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, Rick Adams is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to certainly talk to all of you out there that have a viewpoint to express tonight on this, and of course any subject that comes to mind. We'll open it up a little bit later on in the program. I just wanted to take some time to mention, as I just said before the break, that the battle is just beginning. This is not the end by any means. When men like Arlen Specter, who have co-sponsored this notorious amnesty bill, tell us that you're going to have it whether you like it or not, one way or the other, we will get it through. You know the battle is just beginning. And we have to, unfortunately, teach them the hard way. You see, this is the only thing they understand. They don't understand the art of persuasion, friendly persuasion, or decency, or trying to reason with them, because you cannot reason with somebody who is totally and completely unreasonable, can you? Just can't do it. You know, the scripture says, come, let us reason together. That is for people of reasonable minds. People that have minds that can be reasoned with. Now, when you're dealing with United States senators like Ted Kennedy, whose mind, or what's left of it, is virtually vacuous, or someone like a John McCain, who also, for one reason or another, is gone. Someone like an Arlen Specter. Have them hang on. Someone like what's that woman there from New York? Hillary Clinton? Someone like that. You can't deal with them rationally. You just can't do it. So the only thing they understand is the box. That's right, the box. Well, not that box yet. But I think you know what I'm saying. Yes, indeed. The ballot box is the only thing they understand in the short term. And that's what it comes down to. Many of these senior senators, people who have just gotten reelected or have been reelected now for the past 4 years, and they have another couple of years to go, they truthfully don't care. Many of them don't. Because they know that by that time, when the next election comes, they'll either be out or the people will have forgotten how they voted. And quite frankly, given the attention span and the memory span of the American person, particularly the voter, I can't say they're wrong. I really can't say that they're wrong. They know better. They know how the mindset of the American public works. But those young dudes, those young Turks, as they say, people who have joined the ranks of the Senate, young Republicans, some of them, are freshmen, and they know that at this point in time, the American public is bitterly angry. I mean bitterly angry about what is being done to them, what's being done to their paychecks, what is being done to their property rights, what is being done to their family, what is being done most of all to their nation. They know they can ill afford to sit back and assume the unassumable. They realize that it's far too late in the game right now for them to take chances. You notice I'm not cutting anyone any slack anymore. I don't do that. I don't suggest that there are some good congressmen or some decent-minded congressmen and senators who are politicians. There are none. No politician can be decent, moral, or honest and stay in office. Okay? Now, they can occasionally be statesmen, and a couple are. But when it comes to politics as usual, the only thing they understand is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And that's exactly what took place in the last day or so in the halls of Congress. With all of the pressure and all of the incredible, incredible horse trading and promises that were made by the Bush administration and Dick Cheney lobbying and all of those from the White House pushing, arm twisting, kicking in the pants, so to speak. Some of these recalcitrant senators telling them, look, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you, we'll get more pork barrel, we'll bring more jobs, we'll get more votes for you. What they heard was the phone ringing. And I know, because I was on the phone quite a bit. And I know they were getting an earful, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not claiming credit for it, although RBN, I think in particular, has generated a tremendous amount of understanding and influence now in government. I do believe that, yes. The spinoff is just incredible. I think all of the patriot movement, the true patriot movement in this country, on the internet, on radio, on television, the alternative media have done yeoman work in convincing you, the American public, to get off your duff and do something. And you have. As I said, this is a never-ending battle. Satan never sleeps, and neither can we. We now have the hate crimes bill to look forward to. That, too, must be defeated. That, too, must go down to a permanent defeat. There is no justification why we should have a bill on the federal level, or for that matter, on the state level as well, that would make bias and motivation for a crime, a criminal offense. Bias motivation should have nothing to do with sentencing or prosecution of criminals. It is the act itself, as far as I'm concerned. It is the act itself, not the motivation, not the hatred of the plaintiff or the accused, but the act itself. And that is a local issue, not a federal issue at all. So an idiot comes along like Jack Reed here of Rhode Island, or Sheldon Whitehouse, former U.S. attorney, former state attorney general. People like that come along and feel they can win brownie points with the special interest groups and or with the powerful elite like the ADL. They can win friends and money coming into their senatorial and congressional races by pandering to that mindset. He who pays the piper calls the tune, is what they tell us. So, once again, the battle has just begun. Don't lose sight of that fact for a minute. We indeed are very pleased right now that this legislation has gone down to a second defeat, a second more resounding defeat. And now legislation must be implemented separately that will effect a sealing of the border, and the process of deportation should begin. There's no question about that. If we are to be Americans and we are to be faithful to our way of life, our survivability, we haven't got any choice. We have to do what we know must be done, because this is the turning point. If we don't do it now, there is no way it's going to be done in the future. We must throw off the yoke of the oppressor and once again assert ourselves to this bunch in Washington. As I say, the only thing they know is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I'm not going to pat any of them on the back. I'm just going to say, it's good that it was done. And if you think that was something, Mr. Senator, you ain't seen nothing yet, to put it in the vernacular. That's what they need to hear. Now, today, Baby Bush came to Rhode Island for a brief stop. This is his first official visit to the state that we know of. And, of course, the only good thing I can say about Senators Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse, both Democrats, is that neither one of them was there to greet Mr. Bush. Now, of course, I don't say that without some tongue-in-cheek. I realize the reason is quite simple. It's partisan politics. But the fact of the matter is, neither one of them, nor anyone else, should have been there to greet George Bush with a handshake. Instead, they should have greeted him with handcuffs and escorted him off to federal prison to await trial. No bail for the crimes of treason, of murder, of lying, of violating the Constitution, international law, as well as our own constitutional laws. But here was the governor, Governor Don Cicchieri, a, quote, conservative-oriented Republican, who turns around, invites the president here to the Naval War College, and clinks a few glasses with him. Wines and dines with this man, George Bush, while telling us here at home that in our state we have a budget crisis and we need to begin the process of cutting spending, while George Bush has done exactly the opposite. Politics, my friends, stinks. It's a dirty business. We shall be back in just 3 minutes, and we will take your calls. Hang in there. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, and in the same ocean. George Bush should be dunked in the ocean, ladies and gentlemen, no doubt about that. Well, the commander-in-chief was in the Ocean State today, and as I said, of course, he was addressing the War College, the Newport Naval War College. That in itself should tell you something. War is their business. Not defense, but war. And, of course, we know who they're waging war on behalf of. So Mr. Bush makes his stop here today, and of course, there were protesters to greet him and remind this administration that they are not popular, especially here, because in this particular area, George Bush's policies do not ring very well. And we've had a number, just as you have in Texas and elsewhere, number of children come home totally and completely destroyed. In burial tubes, as George Bush calls them. He won't call them coffins or caskets. They've come home. Their families have been permanently destroyed by George Bush's policies, the policies of the Israeli Zionist neocons. And, of course, they have just begun to strike. So Bush comes here, makes his usual pep rally, stupid speech to a bunch of military people who, of course, are going to agree with him. that all we have to do is just keep fighting. We're winning. We're finding the enemy. We're going to take him to the Capitol. We're going to continue this war on terror so we don't have to fight it here. And he hasn't said anything new now in 5 or 6 years. It's the same nonsensical rhetoric. And the only amazing thing is that there are still people blind enough, dumb enough, and quite honestly, corrupt enough in the military to allow this to happen. Bought off by pension, bought off by a false sense of patriotism, which is not patriotism. It is treasonous. And these people have continually and totally defied logic. Clearly, there is no longer any excuse to allow this administration to get away with what it has gotten away with and not face a tribunal, one of its own tribunals, a taste of its own medicine, so to speak. There is no excuse for it. There is no excuse for anyone in our military today not to know what George Bush has done. And he is the enemy. His puppeteer owners are the real enemies behind the scenes. This government in Washington is owned by these Zionazis, if you will, that have taken America far from her originally charted course, destroyed our people, impoverished us, spent us into bankruptcy, taken away the lifeblood of our nation, foisted upon us these outrageous energy prices that are part and parcel of the New World Order. And now George Bush faces another humiliating defeat on the amnesty bill for illegals. Well, it serves him right. But again, it's not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just the frosting on the cake. And now we must continue to let both barrels be heard in the ears of the senators and the Senate Judiciary Committee and Arlen Specter once again and all of those on that committee and in the Senate, that we're not going to tolerate hate crimes legislation as well. We're not going to tolerate this North American Union as well. We're not going to tolerate this NAFTA superhighway at all, or anything for that matter, which continually destroys our rights. We want a total revocation of the Real ID Act. We want the Patriot Act totally and completely removed from the books. You see, we don't have any enemies outside the United States that are not deliberately created by those that control the foreign policy of this nation. The only enemies that we have that are doing permanent damage to our republic, or what's left of it, are those in the seat of government. It cannot be any plainer, it cannot be any more clear that these people are criminals. And criminals should be treated as criminals. Instead, we are putting patriots and defenders of our borders in prison, and we are allowing them to die and wither away. And patriots like Rick Stanley and others in prison for crimes that don't exist. And the Ed and Elaine Browns of the world, people who are fighting against a corrupt, illegal, encroaching government that has no right to exist under the Constitution. So I've spent my time now giving you just a few of the thoughts that I had lined up for tonight, but I see there are many people who wish to speak to us tonight, so I will defer to them once we come back from the next break. Our number is 800-313-9443. I have some tidbits of news as well to bring to you, ladies and gentlemen. There is indeed other things, as they say, happening, and I would like to get to some of those things. The Bilderberger Report, of course, is something that we can also talk about tonight, as well as the issue of guns and liberty, the Second Amendment, free speech. The Supreme Court wraps up its session. So much in so little time. Tonight's the night. Get on the line. We'll take your call. Radio Avenger Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more Real Talk right here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right. Hey. A reminder, the showdown takes place Saturday, I believe. Is that right? The showdown, yeah, in San Antonio. You know what we're talking about. There's going to be a rally outside the offices of Johnny Sutton, the notorious Mr. Sutton, June 30th, right outside his offices, right there in San Antonio. And if you wish more information on how to attend, what to bring, what to do, how to come, you can, now this is sponsored, by the way, by American Freedom Riders and the U.S. Border Watch Group, and you remember we had Curtis Collier on the other night. You can go to the website, www.usborderwatch.com, or give them a call, 800-759-0948, 800-759-0948. 0948. That's the number for the rally, June 30th, right in San Antonio. All right, let's go to the phones. First is Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Hey, first, I'm not being overcritical, but because it's all too easy for any of us to do, and that is to lapse into parroting that brainwashed simplification that the failure of this cloture vote represents something like a humiliating defeat for Bush, because this is really a huge success from their perspective. If it merely provides an opportunity for a Congress to claim that they've thrown up their hands in disgust and done all they could do, to where the net effect is, 10 years down the road, now we have yet another quadrupling of the alien invader population in the country. So we don't want to give any free rides, any quarter on any part of this, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of outside the box, as you mentioned earlier, had you heard just a few days back where our El Presidente Arbusto, Shrub, had called Dick Cheney with yet another plea for help? As soon as Dick got on the phone, he says, hey, Dick, I'm doing a crossword puzzle, mm-hmm. a jigsaw puzzle. And I can't seem to get any of the pieces together. They don't seem to have any edges. And Cheney says, well, what's the picture? The picture on the box. And he says, it's a rooster. And Dick says, oh, I'll be right over. So he comes over. George shows him in, and Dick looks down at the coffee table. He says, for crying out loud, George, put the cornflakes back in the box.
Mm-hmm. You're giving him too much credit for too much intelligence. You realize that.
Yeah. Hey, that was a great show yesterday. I don't suppose John Carr would be in the loop listening.
Might be. I can't say for sure.
Yeah, I did try to squeeze in the second follow-on call, violate the rule, but that didn't happen. But I was hoping
we have so many calls.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Get through.
Yeah, I think I learned something important there I wanted to clarify, and that was I take it, like in the case of the Waco trial, that the more grave misjustice was not so much that the judge overturned the sentence recommendation for a stiffer sentence, which theirs was a recommendation of none,
mm-hmm.
but that if the jury felt it would have been a greater injustice that any penalty would come out of it, then their mistake was in a finding of guilt in the first place. Anyway, I was hoping he'd clarify that, and beyond that, of course, would be the question of if a finding of guilt would, if they thought there should be, even if they believed that they should be found guilty of the charge with no sentence, would they still maybe think that the government went too far and not wish to damage any claim for civil damages against the government officers, and that a guilty finding would hamper the ability to sustain a civil case?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah,
It will play out, of course, is unique to each case, because there have been so many cases now where people have actually won against the IRS, for instance, on different grounds. We had many cases like the Kellams case when she was alive, Vivian Kellams, Garland, Ray Garland. Of course, we had the most recent case was Joe. What was his name there? You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Bannister.
Bannister?
Yeah.
He was with the IRS. They have won, but each case is different, and it gets more complicated because there are nuances in the law and in the approach that was taken. We had Ed Brown right from the beginning on the program, and he admitted, that obviously he did not do everything by the book from the beginning, because at some point he decided he was no longer going to be part of the system, you see. Now, there are people today who are not part of the system at all, who have never filed an income tax, who have never paid into socialist insecurity, who have no card, and they are living there somewhere in the United States, actually managing to exist without any part of the system. And that's good. That's wonderful if they can do it.
Yeah, well, I just thought these were some important things to consider to be truly fully informed jurors.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, a question might be in that capacity to, of course, the main part of that is for the jury to decide not only as to the law, but its application to a particular case.
Mm-hmm.
So you have outright nullification of bad law or misapplication to the case. And God bless you all.
Thank you, sir. Well, as recorded also in this first session of the 110th Congress, the vote summary has shown on the closure motion, the motion to invoke closure on the amnesty bill of George Bush, S-1639, the vote number was taken, and of course you know there's a 3/5 requirement, 60 votes. There were only 46 yeas and 53 nays, one not voting. And we do have the rostrum, the votes, and how they voted on the closure bill. Everyone from A to Z, from Alaska all the way down, literally down to Washington State, and of course we have Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, Democrat, who, of course, voted yay, the wrong way, as well as Jack Reed, who also voted wrong once again. But then again, we expect them to be wrong. They're from Rhode Island, and we don't expect them to do what's right, but I'll tell you, they certainly have gotten a tremendous amount of heat for their votes because, even up here, there are some sensible people left. Thank goodness for that. 800-313-9443. And next is Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe. Good evening, Joe.
Hello, Rick. We haven't got flooded out yet, man.
Well, thank goodness for that. Are you building an ark?
Oh, no, man.
Ark of the Covenant.
I think that the Spirit of Moses comes down once in a while and parts the river for us.
Sure.
Not in San Antonio, and
the ark now, remember now.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
And he, I think that, San Antonio's got about 9 inches a day. But what I wanted to say is you're a very, very humble man, because after I listened to you last night, I got on and I got there's, 11 o'clock, I listened to, unfortunately, drive-by media. And I'm glad I did, because it was mentioned on there that talk radio people that had called in had made a significant impact on a little victory we had.
Well, that's why people like Trent Lott and others
need
to do away with it.
Amen. And I know they're trying, but
they are, and not just
and you're way. Right. You're right, Rick. They're not gonna give up, brother.
No, Satan never goes down without a fight, and neither should we.
And I switch the channels, and I know where they're trying to silence people as yourself and things like that. And when I saw Bush announce that it didn't pass, I saw that disdain look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like he was a disdain look.
Mm-hmm.
And, it is a victory, but it's not over yet. And,
no, it's not.
And we got to keep going on.
But I think we do, as a people, our people are beginning to see their identity and are beginning to rise to the occasion and do a lot of prayer. And I believe that the Lord has blessed their efforts to show them that their efforts are not in vain.
I think so, Rick. I think that's what I think. I'm going to give all the glory to God and Jesus Christ, because I think I think that's what did it. And I think
absolutely.
His mercy and grace is what's keeping our country going. and you know,
yes.
The things that are happening, like the floodings down here, the flooding, yep. and things like that. I mean, you know, anybody with common sense and can see that, you know, if they just pray once in a while and try to live as true human beings and, you know, people of America, that they're gonna see God give us a little more mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just, you're very humble, man, because, I mean, when I heard that last night about, you know, talk radio and things like that, it's, you know, it's making an impact, Rick. It really is.
Well, it is. And as you point out, though, not because of our efforts, but because of his blessings for those that really and truly are repenting and are really coming back to the to understanding what this nation is all about and its role in destiny. It's history.
Brother.
It's future. And, you know, it's they who make the difference. And really and truthfully, I'm just a mouthpiece here. I'm nothing more than a facilitator, if you will. I'm here as a referee, basically trying to engineer conversation, thoughts, getting people motivated to think the important things about what's happening to us and our people. Because, you know, politically, economically, and spiritually, all of these things interrelate. We're not going to have the freedom of speech, the freedom to pray, the freedom to worship, if you don't have a free economy and if you don't have a free political system. That's decided by King George in Washington, you see?
Exactly.
And that's why all of these things are part of the gospel message, in my view, to speak out against evil, to take a stand against those that are seeking to silence his voice, that we represent his voice. We are trying to do the best. No, we're not perfect. Didn't say we're perfect. Didn't say
no,
that.
But nobody
we
is,
should,
Rick.
We should pretend otherwise, but at least we try. You know, Joe?
Yeah, but nobody is perfect, though, Rick. But when they recognize there's a power greater than their self, and that he died for us,
and that
his spirit, you know, is alive.
Right.
And I've been in circumstances, Rick, where I've been all alone, and on the edge of just, you know, giving up, and it was my life involved, he came through every single time, right?
Oh, yes.
And
I can attest to that, believe
me. And, you know, brother, I know, man, he's, you know, you keep the voice up, he's going to bless you, man. He's going to bless you because, I mean, you know, you're a very, very humble man, in my opinion, Rick, and you keep up the good work, brother. And
I appreciate that, and I try.
You know,
thank you for
and,
your encouragement.
And we're going to keep going down on the border on the weekends, man, and we ain't giving up yet, because what the people don't realize is, like, just because we got this little victory doesn't mean they're not going to keep trying to come back across. And what they
this is only the tip of the iceberg. The
exactly.
fight has yet to begin.
But anyway, Rick, God bless you, brother. I just wanted to let you know that the little bit that I heard on the drive-by media was like, you know, it's a talk radio, and your humbleness, brother, and you keep it up. And, man, I love you, and some people down here in Texas love you, and the five men that I go down there with, they listen to you too, man. But
cool.
God bless you, brother.
And bless you all. Thank you. Appreciate it, Joe. And it's not me, as I say, that's important, but what is done for him, you know? What is done for Christ will last. And That's just my way of looking at it, and I don't tell other people how to think or how to pray, but I have to speak for myself, and I'm very grateful that we are. Like I said earlier, this is the beginning of a battle. I don't want you to think for a minute that I would be on the microphone tonight coming on any differently than I would have had it gone the other way. Let's just say, for instance, that the vote were taken today, and indeed, the measure was debated. The vote to sidetrack this whole thing, did succeed, and cloture was invoked, and the bill was debated, and it passed by one vote or five votes or how many. I wouldn't be any different tonight than I am now. Doesn't matter to me whether they win or whether they don't, whether it's passed or whether it isn't. The fight must go on, and the fight for truth must continue, regardless. We don't, you know, fall down when we get bruised. We pick ourselves right up by our bootstraps and just keep going. So Braveheart is a good example of that. And I'm sure Mel Gibson would agree. All right, we have a bunch of callers on the line, and we're up against the break, so I don't want to begin a call right now and have to put you on hold. Ernie and Mary and others will be with you. There's room for one or two more at 800-313-9443. RBN is moving, and we will be off the air. I won't be on tomorrow night anyway, but the weekend, of course, the move is taking place. Next week, I hope to be off doing other things, ladies and gentlemen, but business will undoubtedly take center stage as well as some retreat. We will retreat to the mountains, but we will do it with a prayer cloth, I can assure you. So that is the message to our people. The Congress will continue right up until total end of this session, as you know. But this bill right now is pronounced dead for this session, and unfortunately for many who voted for it, the wrath and anger of those who have been watching them will not die. It will continue to rise again. Just keep that in mind. We will never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't. We shall be right back in 3 minutes with your calls. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, to the program, and I'm going to go right back to the telephone because time is of the essence. Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening, and thank you for your hard work on this issue. This Senate amnesty bill was a major issue to me personally. Mm-hmm. I thought this was one of the most significant pieces of legislation in the past 6 years. Probably, I'll even go the last 20 years. This piece of legislation is what the globalists wanted, the Bilderberg Organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. They were putting all kinds of pressure on the administration to deliver this. They've been after this since the passage of NAFTA in 1994. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've been working to get this North American Union for a long, long time, and this is not going to make these folks happy. And they're going to continue to fight to pull the wool over the American people, use these illegal aliens, but what they want is open borders, one world government. They want this regional government. Bush's position to go to Quebec on August 20th to attend another SPP conference. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look good for him. Now, I wish to thank RBN, also Lou Dobbs, Senator Sessions of Alabama for his leadership, his analysis, his identification of the loopholes in the bill. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to thank Congressman Good and Senator DeMint of South Carolina, Congressman Good of Virginia, yep, for pushing against the amnesty legislation.
Yes.
Against North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system, and other members of Congress who understood this issue and were prepared to take the fight up should the Senate have gone the wrong way today. Now, some of the other things that have stood out to me in recent days, I'd like to thank freshman Senator Claire McCaskill of, yes, Missouri for her leadership, her consistency, her recent trip to Iraq in an oversight position to see what was happening to these 122,000 contractor employees who are there on cost-plus contracts. She wants to bring the Inspector General concept back to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse, to make the IGs independent again. She showed leadership on this bill. She was consistent. And so my hat is off to her and other senators who took the right course of action. And I'm embarrassed to say that Senator Warner of Virginia, who, mm-hmm, the purported conservative, is a CFR member, he supported the amnesty legislation.
And so did Webb.
Webb wasn't in the Senate last year. It was Senator Allen.
Yeah, but he was there this year, and he voted the wrong way, as usual.
No, he voted the right way today.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He changed his vote then, huh?
Oh, yes. But
all right.
But you have to understand, where he's from in Northern Virginia,
oh, I know. Yeah.
We have many thousands, I mean thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants in Northern Virginia. Arlington County alone has about 40-some thousand Hispanics, doubled the population in the last 40 years.
So he's a turncoat who turned the right way for the wrong reason.
Well, I'm not certain that he's a turncoat. I think he's a survivor. He, as freshman senators, they have to follow the party line. But he stepped out. He was quick to vote no today. He was very quick.
But, you know, he wouldn't have done that had he not heard from you and a ton of other people.
Oh, absolutely. He got the message. Virginia would not support this legislation, and if you look at the pattern of the votes today, you will find most senators from the southern states adamantly opposed, with the exception of Senator Lott and Lindsey Graham, who said, we won't forget those who voted no today. Well, I got news for him. Mr. Graham will not be reelected in 2008.
No, we hope not. You want to hang on?
Oh, yes.
All right, I know you have more to say, and so do I. Stay tuned, hour number two.
A message.